What's going on, Miss Queedle?
What's going on, brother? How you
Okay.
doing?
See, now I finally got you going on to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? On the round table, on the go. Finally got you on the show.
We here today. It took us long enough, but we here.
Okay. So what we got going on, man? What's been happening down there in Tennessee and Memphis and Mississippi?
Oh man, a whole lot of shows. We performed in Birmingham, Alabama again last weekend at Tammy Red birthday party. Me and a few co artists of mine and a few artists of mine. So we did a show in Birmingham, Alabama with Tammy Red. Mississippi in Charleston, Mississippi had a show at Club Vanish.
Okay.
And yeah, we had a good time, pretty much.
So you got to tell me what's been going on with your career and your upcoming events, and you know what I'm saying? You got to let people know.
Okay, so yeah, basically.
I'm saying I got to apologize for last event where we had down there in the B-Ham. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get the chance to put your peeps on the rep, so now you on the set, so now you can go ahead and put people on represent and send out their.
Yeah, my artist. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to King Bizzle and Huncho and Informatic and Aisha the Teapot and Jody. It's so many of them. Sometimes it's be hard to name all of them.
Okay.
Sometimes, but it's all squad TDP Tone Deaf Production. So anytime I say TDP, basically I'm just shouting at the whole squad. So if I'm missing them, they understand.
Okay. So, what? Didn't you just have an event, awards down in North Carolina?
Yes, we did. What day was that? That was July 21st, to be exact. Yeah, I went to North Carolina Music Video Awards, and I got a chance to meet DJ Luke Nasty.
Okay.
That was the most thing I had did in the month of July, meeting DJ Luke Nasty, because the song that he sang, "I'm on the Way," was one of my favorite songs. So I actually got a chance to meet him. I got a chance to meet Special Ed. I don't know if anybody remembers Special Ed.
Yeah. Special Ed, my man. He just actually just
Yeah.
did a show down in Griffin, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, at the Pavilion with my man Aaron Burks. That's another little event that, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna try to get y'all guys to come out to and do a little performance, you know what I'm saying? Well, now we can get that set up. So
This was Special Ed.
it's just a lot because what's his name? Chubb Rocks, you know what I'm saying? He gonna be the host. So you know, actually I gotta figure out when they're gonna have the dates and stuff like that to get on the ticket. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be keeping y'all informed on that.
Okay, cool. Make sure you keep me posted. But yeah, while we was in North Carolina, I got a chance to meet a few people. I was really excited about going to North Carolina. I actually didn't get an award down there. I was actually going down there to present my video, my gangbang video.
Okay.
So that's why North Carolina Music Video Award, I got a chance to present my video. I got a chance to network with some great artists down there, and I'm actually finna do a collab with a artist from North Carolina sometime next week. So that's dope. I think that's gonna be something dope, and I'll be able to also do another song with another guy from New York. So I think that's pretty dope. So I got a chance to meet some great people. I call them DJ Luke Nasty, he celebrity.
Well, we know
So and
how
then special
that music go.
huh?
That's the way how that music go.
Yeah. So I had a good time actually. So I was just able to just do a lot of grinding and networking while I was there, and meet some dope artists while I was there, and link up with some great people and some media people as well. Yeah, so I'm still
So,
in
I
the
mean, you got to video your song, what the song about, how the song came about.
Okay, so basically, y'all can go on YouTube under Laquita Body, LAQUITTABODDIE, and look up the song Gang Bang. And basically, I know when you listen to the lyrics and you listen to the hook and the verse, you might think that I'm a little violent. I mean, I had a little rough time growing up. But actually, when I talk about gang bang, basically, I came up with the idea because my family, we are pretty big. I have a big family. And basically, my family is my gang. So yeah, basically, my family is my gang, and we come together and just pretty much protect one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, we make sure that nobody pick on no don't nobody get a chance to get picked on, because we'll be there for one another. So that's basically how the song came about. Just pretty much me and my family coming together. We gonna bang on anybody, and everybody know what bang mean. We gonna get on your butt. If you try to disrespect or do anything to the family, and we're gonna just gang up on you. So that's basically how the song came about. And I just took it and I just ran with it and talked about pretty much what I have done in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm a mom, so I don't do as much as I used to do before I was a mom. So now that I'm a mom, I changed my ways. So a lot of things that I talk about in my verse, I just talk about pretty much what I grew up doing and what I had to do. So that's pretty much how the song came about. So anytime that I come up with any songs, like I just did a song with Boss Man, he from South Carolina, and the song is called Time is Money. So basically in my verse, I'm just talking about what I used to do, what I did, and what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
This pretty much is just in my songs or in my verse, I'm always talking about true life stories. Basically in my song. So this pretty much about Gang Bang. But y'all can go check it out on YouTube under my name. And please check it out and subscribe.
So the next thing is, what don't y'all just had a recent event just come up, right? Or y'all got another event?
We have one actually. August 18th is next weekend. We're doing a beach bash edition. It's actually a pool party in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Blue Onyx Club in Birmingham, Alabama. And basically what we're doing, I'm giving other artists, because I didn't have people present, you know, this opportunity to me. So what I wanted to do was to present something for these artists that's out here that's really grinding, who really want to try to get their career to the next level. I'm not saying I'm, you know, famous and I got all this and I got all that, but I can try to do what I can to help
other. That's the point, when you keep grinding, you're grinding, you're making your own cornerstone. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'm somebody now. I ain't saying I'm nobody. I'm somebody. Most definitely that. But I have the DJ Coalition's sponsoring the event. So what that is basically different DJs from Tennessee, and then I'll get DJs from Alabama, and they'll come together, and what they'll do is pretty much break your music, push your music out in the streets. Whatever they have an outlet to push your music, they will push your music, whether that's at their own radio station, whether it's at the club, whether it's in the streets. However, when wherever they push it, their music will be pushed state to state, city to city. So therefore, you won't have to do as much traveling as I do in order to push your music. So I got DJ Coalition sponsoring that. I also have Paul Tuck, which is I signed myself. He's all over the place. He's gonna actually push it. Then I have Rico Owens, which is the Bread Chaser family. He do a lot of things in Atlanta. He's actually the CEO of the Atlanta Hip Hop Awards and the Memphis Hip Hop Awards as well. So he's actually sponsoring the event. And then, I have a lot of different dope artists from like Memphis, Atlanta, Florida. They'll be there presenting their music as well.
From my hometown, the G State, huh?
Yeah, you know, we from the South, so we got to come together.
So we got to make all of our click up.
Yeah, that's what we got coming up August 18th. And we have Lady Loyalty, which is another artist and first lady of Go Getters Entertainment, which is called GGE. She will be my host, as well as Huncho, which his name is real name is Rico Russell. And he is one of my artists as well, TDP. So Lady Loyalty from GGE and Huncho from TDP will be hosting the event as well.
Okay. So here's the thing. Still involved with what the name? Chuck? Okay. All right. So I know Chuck was saying he won't be a part of the event. I'm actually gonna try to get out and be a part of the event. You know, I'm just steady running the schedule, been busy, flying in, flying out here and there.
All
But
right.
you know, definitely the support gonna be there. You know, I'm gonna grind it out for the TDP.
Thank you, thank you. I so appreciate it.
So when y'all didn't you have a collaboration going on with Treasure Girl or y'all just
so we were supposed to do a collab, but we just never got around to do it. And honestly, it's really my fault simply because I'm pretty busy. I'm really, I have been tremendously busy. And every time she called me, I'm in and out of town. I don't know if you noticed it on Facebook or not, but she's from Memphis and I'm from Memphis. We stay in Memphis together, but I'm barely here. So I really haven't had the time to just really sit down and do a collab with Treasure just yet.
Okay. Okay. Cause I know y'all next door neighbors. So I mean, y'all got to make something happen, but then I got to let the people know though, you know what I'm saying? Trina, you got to be looking out. You know what I'm saying? I know she ain't did nothing in a minute, but I gotta let my hand down that, you know what I'm saying? I like your swag. I like you rocking on your lyrics. So you know what I'm saying? Me, first time y'all hearing this, first out of my mouth, I'm putting the girl on the level with Trina. I gotta check out. She got mad swag. She got mad lyrics. So y'all got to check out.
Yeah, I got to check me out. I can't say I am bumping. I am my number one fan. And definitely be on the lookout. I will be doing a collab for sure with my cousin Lil Chat. So and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can sit down and we'll be able to come up with something. So that'll be definitely be in the work for us to put something together.
Okay. So what's the next project?
Say it again.
So what's your next project that you're working on after the Gang Bang release?
So I released the video to Gang Bang pretty much. I'm going to just probably go ahead and do a Gang Bang remix because it is my hot single out there right now. So I'm definitely going to do a remix to Gang Bang. Then after the Gang Bang, I'm going to actually be working on me some new music. Go ahead and put me like a album out, drop me an album. Then after the album, I plan on kind of like still do shows here and there. But I really want to focus on visuals. Give something, you know, for something, so give something to the people to look forward to seeing. And after I get done with my visuals and after, you know, after that, I want to go ahead and start like on my documentary. Because I was actually supposed to do a documentary 2 months ago, but it was a whole lot of stuff going on with the cameraman, so we didn't get a chance to do that. So when I get done with my visual, when I get done writing my songs and finishing my album and finishing my visual, which is my videos to my songs, then I'm going to work on my documentary up into the next year so I can present it to the film festival next year.
Okay.
The things that I work on, it's going to be,
Big things popping.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be like my album. Well, first of all, Gang Bang Remix, then my album release, and then my visuals, and then my documentary. And shows in between here and
there. I got your bro off in there, you know what I'm saying? I know I got my cameo spot already in the videos, you know what I'm saying? But I know I got your bro spot up in there. Maybe even lay some track here, too, you know.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, definitely, oh, definitely. So, I hate to dig, hate to be love, intervening, and on the private. So, I mean, you know, you got the guys out here. You know, they looking at your swag, and you know, the couple times they be interested, you're single, you're married, you're in a relationship.
No, I am in a relationship of 7 years. No, we're not married, but we do have a child together. He's 5 years old. So yes, I'm most definitely in a relationship. I'm not single.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all still can drool, say hey, show me that love.
Yeah, I can step back for a minute, you know, just support me. Yeah, but I'm definitely 7 years, 7 years. Now, as far as marriage, I don't know when. I don't know if we're ready for all it.
Okay.
Just to be.
So, another question: does your music interfere with your relationship? Has it made it bad? Has it made it great?
Honestly, let me go back to the beginning of how everything pretty much started. When me and him met each other, we've actually been knowing each other since junior high school, and he's always been into music himself. He's my producer. When we started dating, I didn't know how well he was at making beats until we got serious and I seen how good he was at beats. And I was like, you know what? You should take this to the next level. And he was like, you think so? I said, I know so. So I tried to push his music without me rapping on his beats. But here in Memphis, a lot of people don't support like they should. So I was like, you know what? No one's really just hopping on the beats here and there. So I tell you what, I hop on your beats. And I hopped on his beats and I started rapping and I started pursuing music and pushing it. And it was going good for a few years, but music kind of takes a toll on your relationship because you do so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a producer. I'm the artist. Not only I'm the artist, I'm the CEO of TDP. So I have to do so much. I'm Holly over here. Then I have to go there and go here to make sure this is going that way like it should. So, I mean, we still working on it, but sometimes music can be a little hard on your relationship because it's time consuming. You know what I'm saying? Right. He don't do as much as I do. I record, I'm a boss, I do this, I do that. So I have a lot of things going on. So sometimes it can take a toll on your relationship. So it didn't turn for the bad. It just, every relationship had ups and downs. And right now, music is kind of like in between, interfering a little bit, but not so bad because he loves music himself. If he wasn't into music, then I could see it'll be a different story.
Okay. So it's just like both of y'all are driven and it's y'all passion.
Right.
So, you know, y'all feeding off of one another vibe. And which is a great thing.
Right.
You know, because I've been in the music industry for a long time, and I know how it goes. Road, shows, you know, relationships, it gets some time to have a little entangled twines of this and that. This guidance of a lot of things.
Right.
First things, I spend it this way, how it looks this way. I mean, you know, then you have people on the road, opportunities. So, you know, it's just a whole lot that you got to balance out. And, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep your head floating above water at all times. And then you try to maintain and balance the relationship. So I can feel where you're coming from.
Exactly. Exactly. It ain't all glitz and glam as people think it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of dedication and hard work. You know what I'm saying? You get the box and brew before you get the goals and jewels.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Doing this music can be tiring on your relationship and just tiring, period. But this, if this is something that you want to consider doing and you really want to do this, then this is just a sacrifice that you have to be willing to make in order to get to where you're trying to go.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, after this event coming up on the 18th, y'all got anything else planned or anytime y'all coming to my city?
After the 18th, I didn't have nothing really planned. But I'm sure something's gonna come up after the 18th. But I do want to try to make my way to Atlanta to do, like, you know, some shows, or just if you have anything that you have coming up, you know, I would love to be there supporting you as well. But I haven't had anything planned as of right now after August 18th, because the 18th has really been something that I've been really focusing on, because I had so many artists. I had to get the DJ Coalition involved, and I had so much going on for the 18. I really been focusing on 18 because it's a TDP anniversary. TDP would be TDP for 5 years now. So it's an anniversary and I wanted to make this right. So I really been putting all my focus on this anniversary.
Okay. All right, y'all don't find a particular spot where you want to do your venue for your anniversary or?
No, that's what the anniversary is, August 18th at the Blue.
Okay. So that's the whole bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Most definitely now I'm have to make my swag down there.
Yeah. You got to come now. This TDP anniversary. I want all my people there. So, that's why I haven't.
Of hospitality, the South swag.
Yeah. That's why I've been focusing really on the 18th because it's TDP anniversary. I want to make things right for that particular day. Now, after the 18th, I'm sure I'm going to have something going on. I'm just not sure where I want to go. I'm sure I'm going to have another event, but I'm not sure where I want to go with my next event. I might come there and put something together. I might have to come there and link up with you and find a venue out there where we can actually put something together.
Yeah, because like I said, you know what I'm saying, I got to give a shout out to my man Aaron Burks, you know what I'm saying, big guy doing big things here in Georgia, Spot the Pavilion. Like I said, he done had mad performances at his spot, actually had Q from 112, Chubb Rocky, I had Kwame, I know she gonna get me, but he had what's his name on there from the Haves and Haves Not. She gonna get me because I don't totally forgot her name right now. But so you know how that goes. But like I said, everything he been on up and up, and he been whole little swag here. So it's been good thing, been popping. Like I said, I had to get y'all guys to come in and do a little show, and you know what I'm saying, y'all, that Southern hospitality when you hit Georgia.
Let it be love. Let it be something for us to do out there, because I've been trying to make my way. I mean, I'd have been to Atlanta, just not performed there yet. And this area that we wanted to touch was Atlanta. We've been all the way around Atlanta. For some reason, we just haven't been in Atlanta. Now, I give it to you. Now, I did have a show after a few months back, but my son was sick, so I wasn't able to perform because my son was sick. So after that, I just hadn't had another opportunity to come back out there and to perform.
See, we're gonna have to tighten that up.
Most definitely, we got to. We're gonna have to. We got to come to Atlanta, baby.
So, I mean, you got like any information like you want to get a female that want to get into this game, their do's and their don'ts?
All I basically tell people when I talk to people on the regular, and this, I have a lot of people coming to me talking about they want to be down with TDP. They really want to do these. They really, first and foremost, pray about it. Put God first in the midst of everything. And after you do that, you know, make sure that this is something that you want to do, and make sure that you want to invest in this. This is just not something that you're just going to jump into and it's just going to happen overnight or months of time or a year or something like that. You have to actually put your time and not just invest your time. You have to invest money. If you do not have the funds for it or you do not want to make those sacrifices for it, I advise you, this is not something that you want to get into. This is not something you want to get into. This is for male and females. For the females, it's the industry is kind of, it's, I won't say hard, but it's just they try to make it a little hard for us females out here. Like the dudes, like I feel like we be in competition with the guys, because of the industry. Take it away from them. Because of the industry. But yeah, just basically, just make sure you invest your time, invest some money, and you have to make sacrifices, man. You have to. I know the way, and just make sure you have somebody behind you, help pushing you, because it's almost like it's impossible to not have a team behind you. It's hard to work by yourself because you got so much going on, and you just can't do everything by yourself. Like me, when I started by myself, and it was hard when I started by myself. So I started gaining relationships, building bonds with different people. And now that I know different people and gain a different relationship, now it's a lot easier for me because I have a team of people behind me helping me. So that's another reason why I feel like I have kind of made it to where I'm at today because of the team that I have behind me, helped push me. You feel what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what I got to say. Just really just money, 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 money. It's just not going to happen without it because you got to think about it. You got to pay for CD.
I'm going to say a lot of people want to get into the industry and they don't want to pan out and do the hard work. Okay, they get in, make a few little dollars, a few little quick shows, have a little money, go splurge, spin. But they don't understand that it's a grind base.
It is.
It's a constant system, you know, and a lot of people take time out of their schedule to try to have you here in the studio. People don't want to be in the studio at the time. They don't understand studio is time, it's money, it's consuming. And that's the reason a lot of people are so hard on this industry right now, because you have a lot of people, they want the fame and glory
without putting the footwork in, right.
So that's why I say it go like either 50-50. I kind of understand how some producers are, some, you know what I'm saying, engineers are, or just managers are, because it's hard, like, oh, I got to find him, I got to find her. And she's not here. She want to be over here. She want to he do this and do that. And you know what I'm saying? It's you can kind of blackball yourself from the music industry with those type of activities that, you know, you carry with yourself. And people don't realize that. And once you start having that people don't want to work with you, or he's not there, or they ain't professional all the time attitude, then that start to carry with your name in the industry. And then it's a lot of people won't touch you because of that. Even though you the bomb, you can be the next biggie, the next pop. But you know what I'm saying? If your work ethics and your attitude, it's hard for a person to work with you in the industry. So you know what I'm saying? I got to say that out there for the people. You got to have a bright mind to have a bright future.
Yep, most definitely. Stay positive. Stay humble. You know, that's another thing too. I'm one to believe in laws of attraction. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you put out into the universe, you receive it back. So if you give negativity, you're gonna receive it back. If you don't want to work, you're not gonna. If you don't want to put in the work, you're not gonna receive nothing. So most definitely that. So you just gotta. You pretty much just. Put in the groundwork, just like you put in applications for jobs and you work your butt off to make that check at the end of the week or every 2 weeks, however your check come, it's the same exact way. You bust your butt to pay your bills, you got to bust your butt to get in this industry. And it's basically the same way. You just got to be willing to put in their footwork. And when you say footwork, it ain't just about you just walking around. A lot of people don't understand what footwork means. That means putting time, invest time, invest money. And that's serious business. And a lot of times, if you don't want to invest money, which I learned, and it's not that people just about money, you know, they have to put in their time as well. So of course, they want to get paid for their label, their labor or whatever. But and it don't be much. It's just you have to dish out so much. Well, not so much money. You have to dish out a certain amount of money to so many people. It seemed like it'd be a lot. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what you got to do. If that's what you want to do.
Hey, you said there's a mouthful.
Right? Like when you want to stay in your house, don't you? You got to pay that rent. You want your lights on, you got to pay that light bill. You know what I'm saying? You want your truck, you got to pay your car note. It's the same exact way. The same exact way. It's just how it is. It's just how the world operates.
And that's realer than real. And y'all getting that live right there from Miss Queen.
Right. Yep. A lot of people will not work with you if they don't see an investment. I learned that myself coming up when I really wanted, because I really didn't know. I ain't had nobody really teaching me the things that I know now. I had to learn this through experience. So, but when I started investing in myself, I started seeing more people want to work with me. Okay, that girl, she really want this. She investing in herself, whether it was getting my CDs pressed up and I'm passing out CDs, whether I was getting my shirts pressed up and I'm selling shirts. And, you know, once people see that you're trying, they're willing to pull you in and help you. If you're not trying, who want to help somebody that don't want to try? Because they'll feel like, you know, you're a waste of time.
That's it.
And I'm the same way now. now that I know, I'm basically the same way. So I don't want to work with nobody that's lazy or anything like that or don't want to invest.
Of course not. You know what I'm saying? Everything you touch, you want it to shine. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that. It's going to be tarnished. So I feel what you're saying. And that hard work will pay off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Appreciate my baby doll, you know what I'm saying, joining the show with me today. I said I had to get back with you, you know what I'm saying, so get out there and rep the peep. We had a lovely time out there in Birmingham, man. Like I said, you know, she rocked it. Y'all wasn't there, y'all missed a treat. But like I say, y'all got to stay tuned to her because she coming. When I say she coming, she's going to be something to be reckoned with.
I'm coming to you down the door. Hours,
So, you know what I'm saying? She got a fire storm. She banging wood. Yep. So, y'all got to stay tuned in to her. You know what I'm saying? And once again, like I say, Miss LTP.
You know it. And I want to make sure I shout out Unit. That's my brother, too. He's actually on my song, F How You Feel. I don't want to cuss right now, but it's called F How You Feel, and he's actually on this song. So yeah, that's one other person. He's one of my artists as well too.
Okay, so next time, you know what I'm saying, we get the interview, we have to get him on, get a little, few little clips to see what he's dropping.
Yeah,
see how he's bringing the swag.
Yeah, unfortunately he wasn't there when July 1st when we was at Four Seasons. He wasn't able to make it. I think he had to work that day.
Okay. I gotta get that check.
Yeah, of course. We got music to make.
That's right. Gotta get that check.
Uh-huh.
So you know, say hate to cut it short, but like I said, guys, I appreciate y'all turning into the round table on the go with my guests on him, man. Mr. Quito Body, DDP CEO. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all check it out. And once again, baby girl, they didn't hear your sights. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Facebook. It's my government name, which is Laquita Body. Laquitta Boddie. And it's the same way on Instagram as well. But that's basically, I have a Snapchat, but I'm going to redo my Snapchat. And I'll let you all know about that the next time we tune in. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as of right now. It's on the Laquita Body.
All right. Appreciate y'all guys. Catch y'all guys on the next segment. Like I say, stay tuned. She will be back.
One more thing, brother, before we go. It's okay. TDP, Tone Deaf Production.
Okay. TDP. My bad. Y'all get me for not having it right. TDP. Yeah. So y'all make I'll check TDP out, man, at the crew.
All right. Until next time, brother. I appreciate you.
Oh, always.
All right.